barely working out at this age. I've been doing the same workout since 89. I just go to the gym, couple biceps, some chest. I start beating. I get the hell out of the gym. I ain't sweating through clothing. Those days are done. Maybe if I'm feeling good, I'll hit the treadmill. I did that last week. Got on my treadmill there, and there was 8 empty treadmills next to me. So I put it on a 5.0. Now, it's not too high. It's not too slow. It's a valet jog. Let me go get your Mercedes. Then a guy comes right next to me on the treadmill next to me, right? 8 treadmills, he's going to pick this one. This is the problem with me. I can't pay attention to what I'm doing. I'm honed in on everyone else. Especially if they get near me, I start looking at what this guy is up to. I'm giving him a side view. And he's not starting a machine. I'm getting bothered. I'm like, guy, start your machine. You're screwing up what I'm doing over here. He's stretching out on the treadmill. Now listen, there's a place for this in the gym. There's a stretch out area. Okay, I don't go to the stretch out area and run around people. You don't bring your stretch to the mill. So you ever look at a treadmill? They got a bunch of different compartments. I always wonder, who's using all this storage? This is the guy they built the treadmill for. This guy's emptying his life into these little bins. The change, the iPhone, the wallet, the keys. He brought an iPad. He brought a cinema to the gym. Then he put his little bitch buds in, right? Then he cranked it up to 15. I didn't even know the damn thing went this high. The manufacturer said, yeah, leave it at 15. No one's gonna do that. But this guy's sprinting fast. You ever see people on a treadmill? They run fast and hard. Like the whole gym could hear them running. It's like a sock. It's gonna fly off at any minute. Then he pulled this one. He just rested on the side and let the thing. Just do what we are doing. Don't do some weird workout that you saw. Then he, I've never seen this before. He had like a water backpack. Like that you would see in the desert. He had a backpack filled with water and then a tube that he could just sip. Then he dropped it down. Then he pulled this one. He turned towards me. Now he starts side skipping. Oh my God. I cannot run on a treadmill with another grown man looking right at me doing side skips. I told my wife this story. She don't get it. She don't understand. She's like, why do you look at everybody? Just do you. Why do you look at the whole gym? I go, because that's what makes me happy. I like to be bothered. She just said, come with me. I'm going to go to spin class tomorrow. I said, okay, I'll come. I'll come to your spin class. I've never done this before. But I went. the soul cycle, whatever it is, right? Yeah, see, everybody gets all hopped up. I go to the one in L.A., everybody's fake positive, right? They come into the class, what's going on? How's it going? Are we going to do this today? Okay, relax, relax. It's a class. It's a spin class. So right away, I'm bothered. I go, babe, I got to get out of here. I can't do this already. I'm upset. She's like, come on, let's go check in and get our shoes. I said, shoes? What is this, bowling alley? Everybody's got these special spin shoes, so they're all walking around. I'm on bike 22. Could you tell me where bike... Okay, it's over here. Great. So we signed up late. My wife and I did not have bikes together. My wife starts panicking. She's like, babe, we're not doing this together. I'm on the other side of the room. I have to ask the girl next to you. I go, don't start doing this shit. The girl next to me is already set up. She's got a water bottle. Everything's in place. Do not ask her anything. I go, babe, we're not going to talk during this. It's a 45-minute class. We're not going to, like, I'm not going to turn to you and go, did you pay the gas bill? This is a workout. We're not gonna hold hands on the bike. This is not a ride through Central Park. This is a stationary bike. So I start the workout. The class didn't even start. I just start in on my own thing. I ain't waiting. If I'm there, let's get the thing going. I'm cooking. So now the teacher comes in. This guy was way too happy for what was happening in the room. It's one of these, like, real positive teachers. He's like, all right, everybody. You ready? It's a Monday morning. Put your head down. Let's get rid of that mean boss that keeps bitching at you every time you come in. Let's get rid of that debt that you have. Let's shed that cousin that didn't come to the holiday dinner. I'm like, gee, how bad is it in here for these people? I'm just here to get rid of the cheesecake I had last night, not the abusive father. What the hell is going on?
Watch Sebastian Maniscalco, Stay Hungry, only on Netflix.